BBC News with Julie Candler. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May has said it's almost inevitable that there will be a longer delay to Brexit after MPs rejected her withdrawal agreement for a third time. She said the outcome had grave implications, adding that Parliament was reaching the limits of the process. The head of the European Council, Donald Tusk, has called a special meeting of EU leaders on April the 10th to consider any requests that Britain might make for a longer extension. The US Attorney General William Barr has told Congress that he'll release by mid-April a redacted copy of the report by the special counsel Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Mr. Barr said he's willing to appear before the Senate and House Judiciary Committees in May. The International Federation of the Red Cross says it's able to hand out humanitarian aid to Venezuela within the next 2 weeks, but only if its distribution is not politicised. The Venezuelan government hasn't yet said if it will accept the offer. President Trump has said he'll close part or all of his country's border with Mexico if it does not stop illegal migrants trying to enter the US immediately. Mr. Trump stressed that trade between the two countries would be affected. Officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say a new high of 15 new cases of Ebola have been recorded in a single day. More than 600 people have died from the virus over the past 7 months. Scientists say the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs nearly 70 million years ago has left traces of its fallout in the United States. Rock fragments have been found in fossils pummeled by the vast amounts of material thrown into the atmosphere by the asteroid's massive impact. It's thought the animals and plants died within hours of the strike. BBC News.